Father, we thank you and we bless you. Amen. We are grateful to you for bringing us to the 12th month of the year.
Amen.
We lift our hands and our hearts unto you.
Amen.
We say we are grateful.
Amen.
We praise you and we bless you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, put your hands together for the Lord.
Amen.
This is the 12th month. May the Lord complete every good thing he has begun in your life. His name is the Alpha and the Omega. It means if he has been with you and began with you, then he will be with you to the end. You run through your troop and leap over your walls and cross your mountains, climb your walls. I see God give you the upper hand. If you have lived up to today, you have more than a conqueror. You are a victorious person. Amen.
Amen.
Ah. God has been good. Oh Lord, you know that you are good. And we of you don't know how to say, oh Lord, we know, Lord, we know that you are King.
Oh, your
name. And we lift you high. Oh Lord, oh Lord, we know
that you are King.
That you are
King. And we lift you high.
And we lift you high. We lift you high. Worship the Lord.
That you are King. And we lift.
And we lift you high on high.
High on high. High
on high on high. High on high on high.
High on high on high. And we lift you.
And we lift you high on high. For the Lord, for his goodness in our lives. Hey. Lord, we know that you are King. And we lift you high on high. We thank God for bringing us to the 12th month of the year. And this is our month of thanksgiving. So thank the Lord. When somebody does something for you, you have to show gratitude. And so we want to show gratitude to our God. Can you take a seat? In Psalm 92, verse 1 to 6. The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks. Tell a friend, say it's a good thing to give thanks. Give thanks to who? He said to the Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. And to sing praises unto thy name.
Oh,
Most High. So what we are doing this morning is we are doing something scriptural and spiritual. In thanking the Lord and singing praises unto his name. God has been good. God has been good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why the songwriter said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be in my mouth, I will make a boast of his holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will bless the Lord. The songwriter also says that count your blessings and name them one by one. You would want to count your blessings. That you can turn on your bed. You must thank God that you can get out from your bed by yourself. Because some cannot get out from the bed by themselves. And you can wash yourself down. You can put food in your mouth. You can swallow the food. Not everybody can swallow food. But you eat almost every kind of thing. And it's a blessing. And you can write. And you can type. It's a blessing. Not everybody can type. Not everybody can lift his hand like this. You'd be surprised when I say, do this. Not many people can do this. When we say you should do this, not many people. I had a teacher who couldn't do this.
Yeah.
And I was in a meeting, and Archbishop Ajansari called this man and prayed for him. They put the camera on, he prayed, and the thing got straightened. It was a supernatural hand of God.
Man.
That now caused the finger to be flexible. So if you can do things like this, it is a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
It's a good thing to give thanks and to sing praises and to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night.
Amen.
The verse 6 says that a brutish man does not know this, he doesn't understand it. In Psalm 105, verse 1 to 5, Psalm 103. You know, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, how does all that is within you bless his holy name? By the laws of reflexology, all our body organs have nerve endings in our hands and in our feet. So there's a stomach in a part of your hands and your feet. There's a place where you can locate the heart. Where you can locate the liver and the kidneys.
All
your internal organs, you can find them in your hands and your feet. So
anytime
that you are clapping your hands, you are stimulating these organs. And so when the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. It means that let my intestines bless God. Let
Amen.
My heart bless God.
Amen.
Let my kidneys bless God.
Amen.
And it happens when you are clapping and Amen. Giving praise. That's what Bible said. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. And shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph.
Amen.
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 And the verse 2, he says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And
that is what we say.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I think there's a song like that. Amen.
Amen.
Remember what the Lord has done. You see, every day you must deliberately go on a remembrance trip. Not remembering negative things, but remembering what the Lord has done for you. What people have done for your life. Is that right? Yeah. The other day I was teaching at a particular church and I said, offended people are very good at remembering things. But their remembrance is a selective one. They remember more of the negative things that has been done to them by somebody or in a place more than the good that they have received. And
some
people are even angry with God. How come that my friend has this and I don't have that? But you are not wearing your friend's shoes. God has been good to us.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, God has been good to us. And so go on a remembrance trip. If you want to show appreciation to God, start writing. Look at yourself. Go back on your own lane, memory lane, and rehearse where. Think 10 years ago, your picture, how you used to look like. 20 years ago, 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, you will see that God has actually been good to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So consciously rehearse the good that has been done to you.
And
Bible says, who forgives all our iniquities?
Verse 3.
Who forgives all our iniquities, heals all our diseases. So, all we're trying to say is that God has been good. Amen.
Amen.
We've escaped car accidents. Many of us have escaped death by the shave of a blade. Maybe you didn't know, but it was come. It was so close, but somehow God delivered you from it.
Amen.
Many times in the night, things are flying to come and attack you, and God sends his angels, which have been dispatched to work for you, and they repel them away.
Amen.
In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23, the Bible says that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not.
Amen.
The compassions of human beings don't endure forever. So at a point in time, they can consume. They say, I'm tired of you. I've done enough. Or you made that mistake. You are making the same mistake. You are finished. But as for God,
the
Bible says, because of his mercies, we are not consumed. We've done a lot of mistakes. Amen.
Amen.
When people are growing up, they can do all kinds of things. Yeah, they are doing boyfriend, girlfriend, some are committing abortions, some are doing all kinds of that. Something that could have killed you. You
see,
most parents don't know what their children have done secretly. Or they are even doing. But somewhere, somehow, a certain hand has protected them, and they have not received a certain reward, an evil reward. It's because of the mercies of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I say it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. That is why it's very important to confess our sins.
Yes,
every now and then come to God and say, Lord, Charlie, I'm not good. But Paul said, in my flesh, nothing good is inside.
And it's true.
So pray, Lord, help me. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes the sins of our fathers and our own sins, God excludes us from a punishment. May your sins not be counted against you.
Amen.
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 You might have cheated.
You
might have lied. Deceived and disappointed ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
But do you want to receive mercy? Matthew 5:7. Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. As the year is coming to an end, let things go quickly. Don't hold things against people. And as you are releasing people, we shall also be released.
So John, I did not manakwa. Sounds no be so. I don't want to be chewo. I just want
to. You see, life is about seed sowing.
Abrabo ayebo ese udia.
Whatever you sow, you are going to reap it.
Abebiya obedia no obetwa eswaba.
So always make sure that you are sowing the right seeds.
Debiya no chodia abapa.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
O sin shanka umrobro for no mumbe nyumrobro.
So if God has been good to us, he wants us to thank him properly. David was a man after God's own heart, and so you realize that he always thanked the Lord, and he was very musical, and that's the reason why we are singing unto God. And David brought unto God sacrifices and offering. You see, when somebody does something to you or for you, you go to the person and say thank you. But oftentimes you don't also just go with your mom, but you also take something, sacrifice to say, thank you for what you have done for me. I am grateful. Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'm saying, David, na kuma dinga miyachinti no. Debi ya upese obi bibi amen yankupon. Disa ansu na yansu seyesi ya don yankupon. Chia itumi ye bibi niya de danase. Amen.
Amen. And that is why we want to look for God and serve him with all our hearts. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church. And in 1 Corinthians 3:9, he says that you are God's husbandman, you are co-laborers together with God. That means that God has inscripted you into his business so that you and him, we will build together.
Amen.
And you build by looking for God and serving him. You serve him with your might and your means. You serve him with your time, your talent, and your treasure. Your time. Someone say time. Talent. Treasure.
Anyway, good deal.
Amen.
Amen.
And today I want us to be talking about serving God with our treasures. In 2 Chronicles 26:3-5, verse 7, yimu miensa ekosi enum.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, it's a tree. It's a breast. It's a... The Bible says that 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign.
No, Uzziah was the dunsia.
He reigned for 50 years, 52 years.
No, the Israel for so if ye
Edionum
mienum.
The mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. He did that which was right in the sight of God. Take note of it. He did that which was right in the sight of God according to all that his father Amaziah did. Verse 5. Let's read together. Everybody, 1, 2. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper.
Amen.
Hey,
that's a key.
So long as he sought the Lord.
So my
dear friend, as you are seeking the Lord,
you see,
don't seek riches, seek the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It is the seek the Lord to get the blessings of the Lord. And the Bible says, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow.
And
as he served the Lord, look at a few verses. I just want to show you something. The verses. He went and warred against the Philistines, broke down the walls of Gath and the walls of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod among the Philistines. Verse 7. And God helped him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he was serving God, God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gebal and the Mehunims.
Amen.
Our God will help you against your enemies because you are seeking him.
Amen.
Financial enemies, business enemies, our family enemy, whatever is an enemy, so long as you are seeking him, God, he will be on your side.
Amen. And
the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah. As you are seeking God, God will let people bring you gifts. Your needs shall be met.
Amen.
And his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly.
Amen.
So you see, as you serve God, God will expand your name. You will expand your influence.
Oh, amen. You didn't get me.
Yes. Amen.
His name spread abroad. You want your name to spread abroad. No. Don't do it yourself. God, as you are seeking him, God in his own way will let. Have you heard the name Jospon?
That's what he didn't just born.
Yeah, it's God who has spread his name.
Amen.
There are many, many people you can see that as they sought the Lord.
I see that
grace coming to you. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 9. Bible says, moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner of the gate and the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. Verse 10, this is where we're getting into. He built towers in the desert and digged many wells. He did wonderful things. Verse 11, there's a scripture that one there. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands. The guy had great power. Verse 12. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And you know, when you read downwards, you are going to find out that the Bible says that the Lord helped him greatly.
Yeah.
May the Lord help you greatly.
Yeah.
Because he was a partner with God and was seeking God.
So
may you be somebody who is seeking God. And you and your household,
you
want to become people who are devoted to the things of God. In 1 Corinthians 16:15-16,
just
Bible says, Paul acknowledged the house of Stephanas that they served the Lord. New King James, I beseech you to know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints.
That
you also submit to such. Now, the word devoted there means they were addicted. They were addicted to the things of God. And you want to become addicted to the things of God. You and your household. Joshua said, I am a household who will serve the Lord.
Amen.
In Psalm 37 verse 4, he says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will grant you the desires of your heart. So in Exodus 25 verse 1 to 8, God decided that the people should build a tabernacle for him, a dwelling place for him.
Amen. Amen.
And the Bible says that he spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they will bring me an offering. So in the building of the house of God, God requested that they should bring him an offering. God, who is almighty, why wouldn't he just get up and say, build and come up? But he said that people should give an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take it. And this is the offering you shall take from them, gold, silver, and bronze. That means there are different categories of, gifts. And in jumping to the verse number 8, the Bible says that when they brought the things, and the Lord said, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. That means that the things that they were bringing was to make the Lord a sanctuary.
Amen. In Exodus
chapter 10, verse 24 to 26, when God wanted to set the people of Israel free, the reason why he was setting them free was so that they would serve him. Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go serve your Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be kept. That means that you can go. You say you want to go to church, go to church, but don't take your checkbook. You want to go to church, but don't take your dollars and pounds. You want to go to church, but don't take your wealth over there. But Moses responded to him in the verse number 25 and 26 and said, you must also give us what? Sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Amen. Are you getting me? As we're going to give, we need what? Sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice the Lord our God. Verse 26 says that our livestock also shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind. Read this part with me. For we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God. We must take what? Some of them, our livestock, they used to have what we call an agrarian economy because they were farmers. Amen. Is that right? So they had animals and they had plants and things. I'd say, we have to use this one to serve God. It means that God also has given you something and you must use some to serve him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, when you are giving, you must give sacrificially.
So, my dear, show you are coming now, Odima.
Just want to give sacrificially. First Chronicles chapter 21, verse 24. David needed a piece of land.
And the
owner of the land wanted to give it to him for free.
Now,
21:24, please. And David said, you know what? I won't give to the Lord that which costs me nothing.
Please
do it
to
New King James for me. And somebody work on the thing for me. David said to Onan, I will surely buy it for the full price. I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings with that which cost me nothing.
Amen. Osimen fane ke metieske bia bo bia beto sunu metia ani ama adiam de manya mede che ya dia emu yedu. Amen.
So it means that our giving must be a sacrificial one. And a sacrifice is something that will cost
you.
For any person to become a mother, she has to sacrifice the niceness of her stomach.
Because
after pregnancy, the shape of your stomach doesn't look the same. You got to work on it to try to tighten things up. Amen.
Amen.
In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 5, we find Solomon also offering sacrificially.
King woman, Solomon, so
Three, verse 3 to 5. Solomon loved the Lord. Someone says Solomon loved the Lord.
Solomon, so not Dunyan Kupon.
And walking in the statutes of his father David, except that he sacrificed and burned sacrifice incense at the high places. And the Bible says the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the he went for that was a great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar.
Solomon called Gibeon Ekoba for real emuyed ye man yankupon.
Amen.
Amen.
He offered 1,000 burnt offerings, and when he did that, the Bible says that, verse 5, the Lord then appeared to Solomon in the dream and said, ask what I shall give you. Can you imagine? God comes around to you and say, Claudia, ask me what you want. What would you tell God? What would you tell God? Assuming God has come around and said, God has given you a blank check. Ask me what you want. I can't hear you. We can't hear you. Oh, speak. Sorry. Plenty money. Hey. Someone say plenty money. Yes. Okay. Efiba. The Lord comes to you and says, Efiba. Yes. Okay, what?
Money.
Hey, money, Isha.
Sio pesika.
Yeah. Money.
Money. Also sio pesika.
Okay. Jake.
Power.
Huh?
Power.
He wants what?
Sio petumi.
Power. He wants power. Somebody wants money. Somebody wants power. Yes, my brother. Yes, what do you want?
Power.
Also sio petumi.
Huh?
To me.
Power. Okay. Yes, my brother here.
Wisdom.
Wisdom, yes, Adele. Oh no, yeah, we are real, we are being real, yes. Adele, what do you really, really want? Say it to us, I say it, it will happen, we are in church. Money, yes, Tracy.
Prosperity.
Hey, yes. He said, ask what you I shall give you. Is that right? What was it that motivated God to come and say, there's a blank check, ask what I shall give you?
Then the Kenya member never Solomon chance.
Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offering. Sacrificial one. He spoke God out of heaven, and so God had to come down.
So God wants us to give sacrificially.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 11. I'm finishing very soon, don't worry. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 11. Bible says that God is expecting us that we should give bountifully. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 11. Somebody should sit there and help them to get to know the scripture. He who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Do it, a New Living Translation for us. Some people don't understand this sparingly and all
those.
A farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. I don't like this one.
NIV.
Go to NIV.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. NIV. God to God. Whoever sows sparingly. So you know, when you sow sparingly means that you are like sowing your surplus. You are not sowing much. So as you sow much, you're also going to gain much. Verse 7. So the first thing is that God loves what? A generous giver. You have to learn the spirit of generosity. You have to learn. Some people, they don't know how to give. You must develop it. Are you getting me?
Sometimes
you must just get up. You see, do you know the reason why most of us, we are not very blessed? You are not following scripture. Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. You have four pair of shoes. And you want more. You must take one and give it out. Are you here with me?
Amen.
It's a seed you are sowing. As you are giving that seed. Before, just this year somewhere, I got up and I gave somebody some pair of shoes. Before I realized, somebody has also brought me three pairs.
Amen.
I gave money to somebody. The next, I think about a week or two, I got more than 10 times that amount of money.
Amen.
Amen. So I come to church and I say, Lord, I'm not giving an offering below a certain amount of money. And that I am, oh, may you get there.
Amen.
Yes.
Sorry, I say, a friend of mine born,
And as you are doing that, you realize that God is also blessing you at from a certain level.
So yes, I'm going to just from
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And I learned it from some other friend because I go to see some other ministers. Those days I was giving 20 cities at that. And he said, hey, Charlie, the guy put 50. We want to get to his level, and you are still at 20. You must push.
Man.
Not that you are comparing yourself, but you must push. You know, and then you move from 50 to 100.
Amen.
And 100 to 200.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I saw Oba for real. Tell what me see what Jim P said. For real, me be investing me Oba for real. So now we can count when I yen a senior. Oba is an Abia now to 10 CD. We see we see investing me to 20. Now oh show home crying. Now oh yeah, oh yes, and I ran so Abba before.
One of my spiritual children. He told me one son, he said, Daddy, I've decided not to give an offering less than 200 cedis at every point in time. Anytime, so anytime he goes to church, any offering he's giving at least 200. And because of that also, God is also increasing him. He's
Amen.
Getting contrast, he's Amen. Getting open. Oh,
Amen.
Yeah, because God wants him to keep giving that amount of money. It's a covenantal decision and a covenantal relationship with God.
Amen. Osi se uye wa gim pi se e bi obese opitue sika e bi a 200 Ghana e le bi a oba sori a yakopon sa de no yakopon fa se ya pam na no na ko nto be pe kwan bi obebie kwan ma de bi a wo benya sika no e di aba. Amen.
Amen. It's more blessed to give. It's more blessed to give. Listen, learn to be a very generous person, a very giving person. Just be there. Sometimes it's left with your last substance. See, I had an uncle, I learned from him. Every time the man had money. And I realized that the man was a giver.
He would
always get up, give. Give.
And so
I was
giving.
Amen.
Amen.
The reason why the Dead Sea has very high turbidity.
The
salt concentration is very high.
And it's
called a Dead Sea because there's no real life in it. They don't have, you know, they don't have any algae. They don't have any fungi. They don't have, you know, any plant life. And co. It's because of the the excessive salinity of that water. Amen. And it's because of the fact that it doesn't flow to others. Amen. Is that right? It's just there. And because it's just there, and I realized that stagnant water breeds mosquitoes. And it smells. Water that flows does not smell. So for many of us, our life is like a smelling, you know, puddle.
Man, I see sweet gina for a cook.
Yeah.
I bone.
With mosquitoes and spirojara and oscillatoria. Yes. Yes. Yeah, write it down. It's part of it. Spirojara and oscillatoria. It's inside there. Yeah. And with some frog. You're drinking water. Yeah. Because you don't give. And God doesn't only want you to be a generous giver, but he wants you to be a cheerful giver. So in
2
Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 7. Are you here with me? Verse number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 7. I hope you are going to practice this word I'm preaching to you. Because there's no point in hearing something if you are not going to preach it, practice it. Let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves what? A cheerful giver. It doesn't mean a thank you, or maybe a homer, a chew, but
money needs you.
Amen. God loves what? A cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. Now, when you also give, your giving is a sowing. When you give, you don't go and look at it and say, I'm in
the way, man. So
as the person is wearing it, you are giving commentaries. What you are doing is that you are uprooting your seed. And when you uproot your seed, you are not going to get a harvest.
And I'm so dear, dear, chilling for now, sign, and you, hey, at the end of the man, Bam Roman, or then, oh, yes, I know. Since that, I say about some Nino, who embows you.
Can you imagine you ask something for somebody and say, the person giving you food, they squeeze his face? When people are giving food, they squeeze their face. No, leave them. Food must be given with joy.
Amen.
Yeah. So God doesn't want us to give angrily. You are bored and no. It's not forcing you. The truth is that God actually doesn't need your money.
But
you are the one who needs him. And Genesis 8:22 says that so long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest time. So God wants you to exhibit your seed time so that you can have a harvest. Without sowing a seed, you are not going to be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So you must learn to give. And so back to that scripture in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and verse 8 and 9, quickly. And God is able to make, see, when you give cheerfully, when you give generously and cheerfully, God is able to make what? All grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Have you seen it?
Amen.
So a giver always receives more. So every time he has something.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 to 16, you see David wanted to build the Lord a house. But the Lord told him, you've shed too much blood.
David,
it is your servant who is going to, you know. You see, the Bible says, when the king was dwelling in his house and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around, then that the king said to Nathan the prophet, see, now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains. David was somebody who was very interested in God.
Amen.
He said, how can I dwell in a nice place and the ark of God is dwelling in curtains? Sometimes you have to ask yourself, how does your house look like?
Amen.
And how does the house of God look like?
Amen.
The house of God must look nicer than your house.
Amen.
So Nathan then said, you know, go and do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you.
Amen. So David catched Nathan said, mint mint no catcher Nathan, a prophet Nathan. The prophet Nathan catch and said, Kona kwa dear dawa kuma so.
But then the word of the Lord came to Nathan again saying,
prophet Nathan,
would you build a house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought the children of Israel.
Verse 7.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you here with me, somebody? Verse 7. You know, jump to the verse 8 because of time. Yeah, say. Then, but he said that, say to my servant, thus said the Lord, I took you from the sheepfold, from the following the sheep to be a ruler over my people. Now when you read downwards, you're going to see that the Lord told him that you have shed too much blood, but your son is the one who is going to shed blood. But God says something, that because of the fact that you have decided to build me a house, I will establish your throne.
Amen.
So your decision to build God a house will make God establish your business.
Amen.
Establish your children.
Amen.
Establish your family.
Amen.
I hear with me.
Amen.
Your decision, you see, he had not even done it all. But the fact that he decided, you see, anytime you make a decision, it means it's done in a way.
Amen. Why Greenpeace so baby be a chance of why it's idea?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, in fact, you see, he decided deeply that this is what I am going to do. And when he made that decision, God said, for deciding to build me a house, I will also establish your throne. Now that is why the throne of David is there up to now.
Amen.
Kings have come and gone, but David's throne is there. It means that for deciding to be on the side of God, to serve God, and to worship him, and to build his house, God will build for you a sure house. God will build for you a sure business. That is what Abigail told in 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 28 and 29. Abigail told David that look at it, 1 Samuel chapter 25. 1 Samuel 25, 28 and 29. Write it quickly. He says, for the Lord will certainly make for my Lord an enduring house. I like the King James. Because my Lord fights what? The battles of the Lord. And evil has not been found in him. Because you are fighting the battles of the Lord. And remember that every building is a fight.
Amen.
If you are building a business, it's a fight.
So
you are building your education, it's a fight.
So
you are building a relationship, it's a fight.
So
and when you especially build the house of God, it's a fight. Anybody that is involved in building the house of God comes under satanic attack. Are you here with me? Yeah, because Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. It means that the gates of hell will come, but they will not prevail.
Amen. Yes, Christ, can you see my son?
That's why if you are involved in working for God, you must be praying. And pray for your pastor. You can easily dislike your pastor because of what he's doing. And Satan will put something out. Do you know that Judas was with Jesus? He was his minister for
finance.
And yet, Bible says, and Satan entered his heart and he went and betrayed his master. Satan entered his heart. And so, anytime anybody decides that I'm going to serve God, the forces of hell will come against you.
So we be away like sleep yourself or in your man or town for me a town for me
but they will not prevail.
And so much mean do so.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody who has done ministry for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years will tell he has a lot of scars, a lot of wounds, a lot of things. It's a lot of fight. Many things have been thrown at the person.
Amen.
But God has made the person to survive.
Amen. So we be away in a mere human, in fear, no, in fear, me, and say, in fear, me, no, no. Almost a chant, I want to If I just say, "I'm talking about your whole man," or you would die saying so, it means dinner so. Amen.
At that times when, don't you have time when you don't feel like coming to church?
Tell me one more. It means you said, "Mama, sorry."
No, it happens. It happens to everybody.
It's obia too.
Sometimes you wake up and you say, "Charlie, today I'm tired."
Well, sorry, I'll say, and then my bread.
Today I'm not going to do this. I'll give
you
offering. Today I won't give offering.
And then me mbwa for you cry. Because you mbwa for you.
Today I'm not coming for rehearsal.
And you're coming for rehearsal.
Yeah. Today I am tired.
My bread.
It's Satan that is make give you that feeling.
And you're born some and money, sir.
To stop you from fighting.
So still crying in your own.
But keep on fighting.
And so swan akun.
Keep on fighting. Keep on building for God. God will build for you a sure house. God will build for you a sure marriage. God will build for you sure houses. God will turn your life around. He will beautify your life. God said, God will beautify your life. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans of good and not of evil. To give unto you a future and a hope. And to bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes. I'm standing here this morning as a miracle. Many years ago, somewhere, I think around 83, 84, I was on a front plane going to preach somewhere. And then on the way, I didn't know that the ground was soft. Quicksand. I stepped into the place and it swallowed me up all the way to my chest. I wasn't going to do business or something. I was going to preach for God. And in build the house of God, my life was being endangered. Amen. I've encountered a lot of snakes going to places, and you see that the place that you are passing, there's a snake lying there. Places sometimes I go and pray. As I'm just going there, there's a snake. And then you just cross.
No.
I don't have time for the snake to kill the snake. I'm going. Lie down, let's go.
Amen.
I've been in canoes where the canoes are leaking. Leaking canoes. So as you're going, the water is entering the canoe. And then you are fetching, and we are not wearing life jackets. And you are fetching
and you are going.
Amen.
Amen.
So this work is not just wearing a nice dress and having some title and looking big and then say you are saying some things and hey, people are just jibos. No, it goes with scars, it goes with wounds, it goes with attacks. But when all is said and done, amen, God will give you the victory.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Anytime you see, there's a general, there's a one-star general, two-star general, three-star. There are different stars. So the generals, they are not the same.
Amen. Okay, I see you have four.
And one man of God said, what have you been through? What have you survived?
I said, then I want him, then I want me this one.
Amen.
Amen.
So building is a fight. But when you decide to fight for God, God will build. Who will build for you a sure house. He said he will throw your enemies out like a slingshot. You'll be looking for them and you'll not get them. Amen.
Amen.
And in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1 to 3, the Bible says that when David, God said, I'll establish your throne, David still went ahead and provided building materials.
David said,
my son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. And the work is great because the temple is not for man but for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he said something which I like. He said, now for the house of my God, I have prepared with all my heart. I'm finishing. I'm finished. In the next 5 minutes, I'm done. I have prepared with all my might. All my what? Might. So this morning, have you prepared? Gold for the things to be made of gold. Silver for the things of silver. Bronze for the things of bronze. Right?
Have you said it? No, please.
Verse number 3. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my Amen. Own special treasure of gold and silver.
Amen. Ose enam se me fese me ma kuma edi nyame echi no me de no ma esefata aye egudi eno me de nyina to ho a ebreboa esi nyame fie.
Verse 5. The gold for the things of gold, silver for the things of silver.
Ose ade che di sika kokko ya di sika kokko ato a omusi nyame fie na ombetum di aye.
Then he asks a question, who is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
Ose ho ne wetumi di no ho ato a nyame ne de yama.
Next verse. Then the leaders of the fathers' houses, the cell leaders, the pastors, the group leaders, with the officers over the king's work, offered willingly. This morning, may you offer willingly. I said, this morning, may you decide to build for the Lord. And may you give willingly. Verse number 8, please. Verse number 8. And he says that whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of God. Amen. Whoever had precious stones. This morning, your precious stones must be given to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, Church of Pentecost today is very strong. How many of us have heard of Church of Pentecost before?
Church of Pentecost.
The Church of Pentecost is very great today because there's a certain woman.
Say no, a baby or hold no more.
Yeah. From my hometown.
I'll feed me chrome.
Who had some gold and treasure bequeathed to her.
No, we good dear be a busia and dear man or a busy jafadia.
And she gave those trinkets and things bequeathed to her, gave it to, it was meant for the daughter, but they said they should give it over to Makion. Reverend
McKeon.
Reverend McKeon. And that is what he helped to use to establish the church, put treasure. Because listen, building church is capital intensive. It takes a lot of money. Many of you are far away. When you get close, you will see that to do the work of God takes a lot of money.
Amen.
Not just the church building alone. Many things that go with the building. Sometimes there are people in the church that we have to help. We don't have to announce it.
You know,
sometimes for me, it's a bit, you give somebody money for food, then you are going there. Today we are giving this person money for food. We are buying this person clothing. What is that?
You know,
but we do it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And because this woman did that, a special building has been built for her.
You see,
in honor of her name. Her son became an apostle. The grandson is also a minister now. I actually even know one of the other grandsons who's in England, who is a big minister. And this gold, the family people could have quarreled over it and even killed the woman. But look at what God has done. Church of Pentecost is more than 2 million. In number in Ghana, if Pentecost people alone can change the dynamics of voting in Ghana,
amen.
Oh, yes.
Pentecost,
Church of Pentecost. Outside Ghana alone, they are close to 1 million. Yes, they are not a small church. Church of Pentecost is not a small church, and it's because somebody gave her best at that time to be able to help. So you don't know what you are giving towards. Are you following me? You are not giving. Today we hear of, you know, Billy Graham and all those who did some great work. Somebody very unknown preached Billy Graham. And another very unknown person preached to the person who preached to Billy Graham. And Amen. Another, I mean, maybe one of the days I will show you. So you realize that as you are there, you see, last 2 weeks or so, I decided to honor a certain man of God. And I told you that when you are honoring people, you don't just say, thank you for everything. We don't talk like that. Some of you send somebody birthday and say, thank you for everything. Or you're something, it's an occasion. Thank you. You must mention what the person has done for you. You must catalog it. Amen.
Amen.
I called my big sister. I said, thank you. And I told you that we don't say thank you once. You must keep on saying thank you. So I called my big sister and said, thank you for holding my hand and taking me to school.
Sister,
me
that was the cell song inside me called school.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. But when I was going to university, you provided me curtains. Thank you.
Curtains.
That when you are working, I could come to you and you will give me some money out of your little salary you were getting. You shared with me. Thank you.
That was him. Now you man says car. Now you get one out minimum chain. That was wrong.
Thank you for praying for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the way to show, you know, honoring and things like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How did I get there? How did I get there? Sorry? Pentecost. Give your best. Give sacrificially. You don't know the effect of your giving tomorrow. Yes, I mentioned I was honoring somebody. I want you to get this. And he's my contemporary, but he has been a help to me. And I started rehearsing it to him. I've rehearsed it in the presence of some of our church members and before his own congregation members in honoring him. And when I did that, I sowed that seed. The following week, somebody also decided, God touched somebody's heart, that the person decided to also rehearse the good things I've done for him.
Amen.
And Dr. Otabel invited him to give his testimony.
Amen.
About how he became a Christian and now he holds a PhD.
Amen.
Yeah? A big time theologian. And this was a guy that when we were in 1985, I was chasing the guy to preach to.
Amen.
I didn't even know that he was an atheist. An atheist means he doesn't believe in God. I didn't even know. And I was chasing him and I preached to him and I prayed Holy Ghost baptism for him. And he said, when I prayed for him, he said he started praying from 8 o'clock in the evening to the following day to 12 midday.
Amen.
Yes. How many hours is that? 8 to 12. How many? 8 to 8 is 12 hours.
Yes, plus 4.
8. How many? 16 hours. 16 hours. Not sleeping. And today his life has changed.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
I didn't know who he was going to become.
Amen.
Yes. So you don't know who, what you are giving, how it things will turn out to be.
Amen.
Dr. Fred Digbe paid my youth evangelism school for me when I was going to. And he had no idea that I was ever going to be called of God. Today, by the grace of God, I'm preaching.
Amen.
He invited me to his church.
Amen.
To do pastor's appreciation.
Amen.
And the pastor who baptized me, an American pastor who baptized me, he was the one playing the keyboard, and me, a little potato, was preaching. And he was the one, when I was called for altar call, he was the one playing the keyboard. I started crying.
Amen.
I used to sit at the back of the church, and he was sowing seeds, and he was preaching, and he was preaching, and he was preaching. Little did you know that his preaching was changing a little boy to one day become a preacher, international
Amen.
Preacher. He's giving.
Amen.
When I was going to university, there was a time that I was hard up. And then I went there. And then he had my birthday. At least he gave me some money that could take me back.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
Yes. And so the seed they planted in me has changed my life.
Amen.
And I want you today to decide also to sow something to the house of God.
Amen.
Everybody want to sow something.
Amen.
On your behalf and on behalf of your husband, of your future husband, future Amen. Wife, your Amen. Children, and God is going to bless you.
Amen.
Last week we read in Luke chapter 7 that a certain man, the servant was seriously sick, and he sent for the elders of Israel to go and then ask Jesus to come and heal him. And then the people said to Jesus, Luke chapter 7, I think from verse number 5 and 6, it said that the man for which this thing should be done, verse 4, it said, for the man for they begged, saying that the one for whom he should do this was what? Deserving. He deserved it. Why? The reason is that he lost our nation and has built us what? A synagogue.
Amen.
He lost our nation and has built us what? A synagogue. So for building for God, God will decide to heal somebody in your family.
Amen.
God will heal your home.
Amen.
God will not let everything be destroyed.
Amen.
I'm telling you, for building for God, building for God, amen, building for God, building, amen, for God, God will turn your story around.
Amen.
Everybody, remember what the Lord has done. And decide that. You see, when you build a house, it is only you and your family that will stay in
it. How many
people will come to your house? But when you help to build the house of God, many people will come there. And today, I want us to decide that we are going to give bountifully unto God. One day, a friend of mine, when we were in school, he didn't have anything. I think around from three or so,
for
his father died. It was a very difficult time for him. I always see him in shorts. He didn't even have trousers.
Shorts.
And he joined a Christian group.
No, no, Christopher.
And he didn't have. They were supposed to wear black shoes. He didn't have black shoes. He had a canvas, white canvas.
No,
and he got blue.
Blue.
Put it on so that it will darken up. And he will use it to join the singing group. Are you here with me?
Amen.
But God, and this man, as he was there, when we finished O-level, because of the difficulty, he didn't continue to the A-level. He started trading. By the time we finished his form, he had bought furniture in his room. By the time we were at the university, this guy had gotten married, bought Mercedes Benz. God had prospered him because he was given to the things of God. He was supporting. Oh yes, he was supporting the work of God. Given to the building of his church. And you know, one day he told me, he said, on a 31st December, he looked at himself and said, God, 31st December, everybody is asking God, do this or that for me. He said, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? He decided to give God $3 billion.
$3 billion.
He said, Lord, thank you. I'm giving you $3 billion. My life. Yes, he told me.
$3 billion.
The old $3 billion. He donated it. Yeah. God raised this boy from Asakraka. Have you heard the name Asakraka before?
Asakraka.
You don't know. But you have heard Nkoko.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Obo? Yeah. But you haven't heard of Asakraka.
Asakraka.
Yeah. It's a small town in Kwawu. That's where the guy came from. But God has raised him. Now, to the extent that he had opportunity to go and speak at the United Nations, he became a member of parliament.
MP.
From she to P. From nobody to somebody. His children are blessed.
The
Bible said the seed of the upright shall be mighty.
The Bible can
give birth and your children can be great monsters. But by the hand of God, your children will be great. May your children become great.
Amen.
Because you are sowing seeds in the house of God. Am I with you here? Solomon could have lost the throne, but because of David's seed, he will still became a king.
So my
dear friend, today, as we are building the house of God, many of us have given, you know, to a large extent, but there's many more that we have to give.
In the days of
Moses, the Bible says that they kept giving till the craftsman said, it's enough. Moses, tell them not to bring any more items.
I pray that
God will give you more than enough. Some of you, after today, you are going to get lands.
Amen. If you after somebody, my boss, after you know, bring after there,
somebody will dash you big plot of land. Some of you, your parents have treasures you have no idea of. You see your father, you think that he's a hopeless man. He has some treasure. He's going to give it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you, the house you have attempted to build that you have not built, you will finish it.
Amen.
Some of you are going to receive car donations.
Amen. Amen.
I remember our church needing money some time ago. And then, as a little boy, a young pastor from university, I'll just get, you know, whatever I had and go and put it in. And after putting it in, somebody just came and said, there's a car for you. My first car was given to me for free. When the car started worrying me, somebody brought a brand new car. He said, I don't want it. The person brought me the key. Are you here with me? God will take care of you. As you are building God's house, may He build for you a sure house, sure business, sure future, sure marriage, sure education, sure finances, sure relationship. May God build houses for you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want people this morning, if you look around, see, we need the balustrades here.
So,
we don't want anybody to go up there.
Because
and then accidentally the person just falls.
So
we need to get the balustrades done. Amen.
Amen.
Then the frontage there too. You look, see that we've done windows on the side, but the frontage,
there are no windows.
When it rains seriously, the wind blows this way.
Into
and then also, even for security reasons, it's not good for it to be open that way, especially on the main road.
Amen.
And so we need to do our glass glazing as soon as practicable.
Amen. Say it to me,
and so today is our harvest day.
And you want to
give towards the building of the house of God.
So this
we give we give you envelopes.
So now what you send in your man comfort envelopes seven fancoj
to people. The envelopes are not meant for you. The envelopes are meant to be given to others. My passion for the building house of God is so high. See, 2 days ago, for the past week, I've been preaching. Yesterday, last two nights, went to preach. We left the preaching place almost about 1 a.m. Saturday. By the time we got home, it was past 2. And so no sleeping, we had to go to the Volta region, Anyako,
for
the funeral of our sister, Mrs. Abigail
Tagbovi.
We had to go there. My eyes were piercing. Something was piercing my eyes. But wanted to make sure that we also get assistance from other friends. So I started sending them e-version of our envelopes.
And
also wrote a little note attached to it.
Not sure.
We need money for this. And some of the people responded nicely. Both local and international. Somebody said, I've sent money. Somebody is bringing the money. Many people say, sure, our support is for this.
Yes.
They believe in the vision and they believe that as they give, they will be blessed. I sent messages to more than 100 people.
So they, in some command,
on my phone.
And some of them,
I had to call them to explain things to them.
Then
I found out that begging is not an easy thing.
Man, say to
beg small money, you have to pass here, do all the pleasantries, and talk. But that, by the time you finish, you are tired.
Say, no, baby, you can want bread.
But they are going to bring us money. But we are supposed to give best. David decided to sow his seed.
See, David,
and he asked the elders also to sow their seed. Your envelopes were to be given to people so that they put in money and bring. When you take Methodist Church,
Presby,
Pentecost, and all these very old churches.
Okay, sorry.
They are buildings, and they're buildings because they always give. The Methodist people say, Nyame Juma, na ye, na also, why ye.
Amen.
Intercession, Nyame Juma, mo, o tintim, no kodo totin ya.
If you see to it that the work of God goes on well, God will also see to it that yours also goes on well.
Amen.
Amen.